they're not moving. We have a clicker, but nothing's clicking. Yep, it's on. Technology is great, isn't it?
科技真的是很好用啊。
All right, we'll just have to... Michael's going to fix it. Good on you, Michael. Thank you.
Michael 会帮我们修好这个问题。
We just need to advance it. If we can...
好，我们现在要往下走。翻到下一页，翻页。
Keep going. Yes, one more. Next one.
Keep going. 继续。
Beautiful. Here we are. Wow, that's the tension's wonderful, isn't it? Okay, we're here. We're going. In the 1980s, an advertisement appeared on our televisions and in our newspapers for a financial institution.
80年代的时候，有一家金融机构，他们做了一个广告。
Its punchline was this.
它的广告词就是这个。
For the most important person in the world, you.
给世界上最重要的人就是你。
So is that true?
这是真的吗？
Am I the most important person in the world?
我真的是世界上最重要的人吗？
Are you the most important person in the world?
你是不是世界上最重要的人呢？
Well, if we listen to the world, that's what we are told.
如果我们听信这个世界的话，这个世界告诉我们就是这样。
The world preaches a doctrine to us, a belief.
这个世界教导我们去相信这样的一件事情。
It preaches it to us from our birth.
它从我们出生的时候，它就这样教导我们。
It's the doctrine of self.
这就是自我主义。
As we grow, we soon adopt the belief that it's all about me.
当我们成长的时候，我们很快就接受了这样的信条，就是说整个世界都是围着我转的。
Now we know that we don't need to be taught how to say no.
我们都知道，我们不需要人家教我们，我们就知道怎样说不。
We don't need to be taught how to be selfish.
我们没有人教，我们就知道怎样去自私。
These actions come naturally to us.
这样的行为很自然的就我们就有了。
None of the parents here had to teach their children to say no.
没有一位家长需要教他们的孩子怎样说不。
They didn't have to teach them how to be selfish.
他们不需要教他们的孩子怎样自私。
Imagine a lesson with your two-year-old. Today I'm going to teach you to be selfish.
想象一下，有没有哪一位家长跟他们的两岁的小孩子坐下来说，今天我要教你一个功课，就是怎样才能够自私呢？
That never happens.
从不会有这样的事情发生的。
So let me remind us all of some important biblical truths.
所以我想跟大家一起来提醒一下大家圣经里面的一些的真理。
The reason we all embrace this doctrine of self is that from our birth, sin is our default position.
我们之所以会接受这样的一个自我主义的教导，是因为自从我们出生以来，罪就在我们每一个人里面。
This is true for every person.
每一个人都是这样。
This doctrine is at the heart of sin.
这样的教导正是罪的本质。
Nobody is exempt.
没有人能够幸免。
That's why the Apostle Paul wrote, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
所以使徒保罗他这样说，他说因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And throughout the Bible, we read about sin.
整本的圣经里面，我们常常会读到罪。
We read about the wickedness of the human heart.
我们会看到人心的邪恶。
And we read about pride that comes so naturally to every person.
我们会读到每一个人都非常自然而然的有了那种心里面的骄傲。
And by Genesis chapter 3, the doctrine of self is evident.
来到创世纪第三章的时候，我们就看到这个自我主义就非常的明显了。
We remember how the serpent tempted Adam and Eve to sin, and they chose to disobey God and follow their own desires.
我们看到当蛇他引诱亚当和夏娃， 去违背神的时候，他们就跟随了自己的欲望，他们违背了神的话。
Look at these words.
我们看看圣经里面所说的。
He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it.
蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子么？”于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，而且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
And through that act of disobedience, sin entered the world, and it has infected every person since.
就是通过这样一个叛逆的举动，罪就进入了这个世界，然后呢，就继续的传染给从那时候开始的每一个人。
So this doctrine of self is the doctrine of sin, and it had its beginning with Satan.
所以这样的一个自我主义其实就是罪的教导，是从撒旦开始的。
And Satan himself selfishly rebelled against God.
撒旦因着他的自私，他就违背了神的旨意。
Now of course God's doctrine is the opposite to Satan's doctrine.
那么神的教导呢，正是恰恰与撒旦的教导是相反的。
God's doctrine is the doctrine of self-denial.
神的教导是舍己主义。
And at its core is the belief that it's all about God.
在它的中心就是，它的中心思想就是神，他是我们的中心。
He is God Almighty.
他是全能的神。
Creator and ruler of the universe.
他是宇宙的创造主。
And he deserves our worship.
他配得我们的敬拜。
But that cannot happen while the rebellious doctrine of sin rules.
但是当我们在叛逆的这个自我主义的管辖之下的时候，我们就没有办法去敬拜神。
Sin is a proud, rebellious state of the heart.
罪呢，是我们骄傲的叛逆的心态。
A heart that says to God, "Go away, leave me alone."
这样的心会对神说：“你走开啊，不要来干扰我。”
I will ignore your rule in my life, and I will run my life my way.
我不要你来管理我的生命，我要自己按自己的方式来过我的生活。
I will do my own thing because it's all about me.
我会做我自己想做的事情，因为这个世界就该以我为中心。
And the pages of the Bible clearly display the awful consequences of sin.
那么圣经呢，就清楚地给我们看到这样的罪的带来的可怕的结果。
The consequences of mankind living in rebellion against God's rule.
看到人他们的生活当中，他们叛逆神的时候所带来的可怕的后果。
We especially see this demonstrated in the book of Judges.
我们特别是看到在士师记里面，让我们看到很多这样的例子。
And the English congregation's been studying this book for the last few months.
最近几个月，我们的英文堂一直是在讲这士师记里面的内容。
And in its final chapters, we encounter this very telling statement.
在最后的一章，我们看到了这样的一个这样的一句话。
Everyone did as he saw fit.
个人任意而行。
Now, in recent times, this attitude of doing as I see fit.Has been summarized by the very popular Frank Sinatra song title, "I Did It My Way."
那么最近呢，这样的一种的心态呢，就写到了一首的歌里面，是 Frank Sinatra 的一首歌，就是《我行我素》。
Many people see that title as a summary of the way they've lived their lives.
很多人看到这首歌的那个歌名的时候，他们觉得这是正是恰恰是他们生活的写照。
In fact, during this past week, I learned a very interesting fact.
事实上，过去的这个礼拜，我学到了一样东西。
This song, "I Did It My Way," was the most frequently played song at funerals in the United Kingdom for many years.
就是这首歌很多年以来，在英国那里是在葬礼上面播的最多的一首歌，《我行我素》。
Friends, this is a description of the heart of every one of us.Until God deals with our sin problem.
这样的问题正是我们的内心，每一个人我们内心的写照，直到神他来对付我们的罪。
In our sin, we do whatever we see fit.
在罪里面，我们只是做我们自己认为可以做的事情。
And we cannot overcome sin by our own efforts.
靠着我们自己的力量，我们没有办法胜过罪。
This is not the task for some sort of self-improvement program.
这样的工作并不是说我们去参加一些自我提升的一些课程，我们就能够学到怎样来对付罪。
The reality is that we are powerless to help ourselves.
事实就是我们没有办法帮助我们自己解决这罪的问题。
So the battle to defeat sin and the doctrine of self was fought on the cross.
所以呢，这场战胜罪和自我主义的这样的一场战争，正是在十字架上。
On that cross, when the Lord Jesus Christ took our place.
在十字架上，当主耶稣基督代替我们被钉十字架的时候，他来打这场的战。
He died our death.
他代替我们去受死。
He paid the penalty for our rebellion.
他代替我们承担起我们叛逆所应得的惩罚。
The innocent one died for the guilty.
那义者代替不义的受死。
The sinless one died for the sinful.
那无罪的为有罪的受死。
The perfect one died for the imperfect.
那完全的为不完全的受死。
And so the apostle Paul could write.
所以呢，使徒保罗他这样写。
You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。唯一人死是少有的，为人人死，或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
You see, salvation is God's plan; it's not our plan.
救恩是神的计划，不是我们自己所能够计划。
It was purchased by His sacrifice, and it's offered to us as a free gift.
是主耶稣通过他的牺牲为我们买赎回来的，然后白白的给了我们。
Again, we turn to the writing of Paul for familiar words that emphasize this reality.
啊，我们也可以从保罗其他的写的书里面，我们看到这一个的事实。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Now you might wonder how these biblical truths apply to us on our anniversary Sunday.
你们可能在会在想，就是今天我们堂庆的时候，这样的一个圣经里面真理跟我们有什么关系呢？
Let me explain.
让我向大家解释。
The first thing we must remember is that God calls all of us to embrace and obey the doctrine of self-denial.
首先我们要记得的就是神他呼召我们来接受遵行他所教导我们的这个舍己主义。
If we do so, our lives will constantly demonstrate the fact that so far as we are concerned, it's all about God.
当我们这样做的时候，我们的生命就可以不断地彰显出来，就是我对于我们来说，神他是中心。
That's what we declare when we accept His gift of salvation.
就是当我们接受他救恩这样的礼物的时候，我们所宣告的。
Look at what Jesus said about self-denial.
那么耶稣他是怎样讲到舍己的呢？
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
他说若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In this verse, self-denial is expressed in extreme terms as Jesus calls his followers to carry their means of execution to follow him.
在这一节的经文里面，舍己是用了很强烈的字句来表达的，就是说到耶稣他呼召他的跟随者，他们要背起那个刑的那个刑具来跟从他。
In other words, we are to die to self.
也就是说，我们要向自己死。
We are to die to our selfish ambitions.
我们要向着我们的私心死。
Our selfish desires and seek His will for our lives.
我们要向我们自己的欲望死，然后去寻求 他在我们生命当中的旨意。
And in dying to self, we live for God and for others.
当我们向自己死的时候，我们就向神、向他人活。
When I was young, we sang a little chorus that expressed this truth.
我小时候，我们唱了一首短歌，就是在讲说这样的一个真理。
It used a familiar tune.
它用的是我们很熟悉的那个谱。
Now, this time of the year, this is a suitable tune.
在这个季节里面，这样的一个歌曲的谱是很适合我们唱的。
It goes to jingle bells.
就是那个铃儿响叮当的那个谱。
So we're going to sing it.
我们可以一起来唱。
You ready?
So,
J-O-Y, this must surely be Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. J-O-Y, J-O-Y, this must surely be Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. That's exactly what Jesus was talking about.
这就是耶稣所说的。
I think you should sing it in Chinese, though.
You don't want to hear me sing.
No, well, everybody can sing it with you. Come on, help him. Together in Chinese. The English, we'll sing it in English, but let's hear it in Chinese as well. Ready?
Okay, 我们用中文来唱。
J-O-Y, J-O-Y, 肯定是这样。Jesus, yes, you're 最后别人在中间。J-O-Y, J-O-Y, 肯定是这样。耶稣先，你最后别人在中间。Well, sorry, we've got to leave that now. We'll keep moving.
不好意思，我们要继续讲了，不能继续唱歌。
Good singing.
大家唱得很好。
The Apostle Paul also talked about self-denial in terms of self-sacrifice.
那么使徒保罗他也讲到这样的舍己，就是要自我牺牲。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
他讲到这样的献祭，他说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”
In many places in the New Testament, we are told what self-denial looks like in the life of the body of Christ, His church.
在圣经新约里面，有很多地方讲到这样的舍己。在基督的身体，就是教会里面，应当是怎样彰显出来
？I've chosen just a few verses to remind us.
我挑了几段的经文来提醒我们大家。
And none of them, not one, none of them leave any room at all for us to say it's all about me.
所有的这些经文都毫无保留地告诉我们说，我们不能够说世界是以我们为中心。
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And let's read the next one together in Chinese and English at the same time.
接下来这段经文我们一同来读，英文、中文一起来读。
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄啊，
since God so loved us,
这样爱我们，
we also ought to love one another.
相爱。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which has been corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self,created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
And let's try reading the next one together. It's a bit longer, but let's try reading this one together.
接下来这一段，让我们一同来读。
After two, one, two. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
你们不可停止聚会。
Let us not give up meeting together,
好像那些
as some are in the habit of doing.
倒要彼此劝慰，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And all the more as you see the day approaching. Oh, we ended together.
Perfect time.
Well done. Well, friends, these verses describe God's plan for His church.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这些的经文，这是描述神给他的子民的那个计划。
We are His bride.
我们是他的心腹。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
This is what He wants us to be.
这就是他要我们成为的。
So if we want to be a church that pleases God,
所以如果我们想要成为一间合神心意的教会，
these verses will describe our lives together.
这样的经文应该恰恰是描述我们在一起的生活。
But we must be on our guard.
但是我们必须时常警醒。
Satan is the enemy of the church.
撒旦他是教会的敌人。
He will do whatever he can to entice us to ignore God's doctrine of self-denial.
他将尽其所能来引诱我们离弃神他给我们的这样的舍己主义的教导。
He wants us to embrace the world's doctrine of self.
他要我们去接受这个世界教给我们的那个自我主义。
Tragically, even followers of Jesus can at times adopt an attitude that says it's all about me.
不幸的是，有时候主耶稣的跟从者有时候也会接受这样的一个态度，认为世界应该以我为中心。
Churches have been weakened and divided when people have done this.
当信徒这样做的时候，教会就衰弱分裂。
I know a church in America at the moment that's being torn apart by this attitude. Of it's all about me.
我知道在美国那边，我认识的一间教会，正是恰恰经历这样的分裂，就是因为他们当中的信徒，他们有这样的心态，就是以我为中心。
So when we come to church, if we've embraced the doctrine of self, we will ask, will this church serve me? Will it meet my needs?
所以当我们来到教会，如果我们有这样的一个自我中心的心态的时候，我们就会问，这间教会能够怎样来服务我呢？这间教会应该怎样来满足我的需要呢？
But if we're controlled by the doctrine of self-denial, we will be asking, how can I serve? Whose needs can I meet?
但是如果我们的心里面是有这个舍己主义的话，我们就会来到这里，我们就会问，我能够服侍，我能够怎样服侍呢？我能够去帮助谁呢？
In today's Bible reading, we come face to face with actions that were motivated by the doctrine of self.
在今天我们所读的经文里面，我们面对面的看到了这样的一个自我主义它所激发出来的行为。
I know the 12 disciples had not yet received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道在这个时候我们读的那一段经文那里面那个十二个门徒他们还没有接受圣灵给他们的恩赐。
So the Spirit's power wasn't yet operating in their lives.
所以圣灵的那个能力还没有在他们生命当中来做工。
But each of them had spent 3 years with Jesus.
但是他们每一个人都已经跟耶稣在一起三年有三年的时间。
They had heard him teach and they'd watched his miracles.
他们听耶稣去讲道，他们看耶稣行各样的神迹。
They had seen the doctrine of self-denial in practice day after day.
他们看到了每一天这样的一个舍己主义在他们生活当中体现出来。
And at that time they knew that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to die.
而且在那个时候他们知道耶稣他是去到耶路撒冷的路上他耶稣是要去受死。
Look at the 3 verses that precede our reading.
就在我们读的这段经文之前的三节经文里面。
Now as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and said to them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day." He will be raised to life.
就那三节经文，耶稣跟门徒这样说：耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又要交给外邦人，将他戏弄、鞭打、钉在十字架上。第三日，他要复活。”
And yet we find great selfishness displayed in our reading.
但是我们看到在我们今天早上所读的经文里面我们看到这样的自私就在这些门徒当中显现出来。
Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeling down asked a favor of him. What is it you want? He asked. She said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. You don't know what you're asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they've been prepared by my Father. When the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers.
西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说：“你要什么呢？”他说：“愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣回答说：“你们不知道所求的是什么，我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗？”他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的就赐给谁。”那十个门徒听见就恼怒，他们弟兄二人。
What an amazing contrast this is.
真的是何等鲜明的对比。
At the very time that Jesus was on his way to undertake the ultimate act of self-sacrifice, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, clearly demonstrated the doctrine of self.
就是恰恰是当耶稣他要上到耶路撒冷去，他要去做他最终的这个自我牺牲的行为的时候，雅各和约翰西比泰的儿子，他们在那里表现了他们的那个自我中心。Their
words and the words of their mother clearly demonstrated this, and they said, "It's all about us."
他们所说的话，还有他们的母亲所说的话，是很明显的就告诉大家，这就是以我为中心了。It's
all about us because we want to be your right hand and left hand men when you establish your kingdom.
啊，就是这个应该是关于我们自己，应该是以我们为中心，因为我们想要耶稣，当你建立你的国度的时候，我们要坐在你的左边和你的右边。They
completely misunderstood what would happen when they reached Jerusalem.
他们完全误解了，当他们去到耶路撒冷的时候会发生什么事情。They
somehow imagined that Jesus would establish an earthly kingdom in which they could serve as his key men.
他们不知道为什么，他们会想象耶稣他来到这里是要建立一个世上的国度，然后他们就可以有很高的地位。They
sought to share his authority, power, and preeminence.
他们想要去分享耶稣他的权柄、他的能力、他的显赫的地位。They
wanted to be something like his prime minister and treasurer.
他们想要去当好像耶稣的总理和他的财政部长。And
their misunderstanding was very evident when Jesus spoke about drinking the same cup that he would drink.
他们这样的误会非常明显的就是当耶稣问他们说：“你们能我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？”
They didn't understand that to reign with him meant that they would have to suffer with him.
他们不明白，要和耶稣一同作王的意思，就是要和耶稣一同受苦。They
assured him they could drink that cup.
所以他们就跟耶稣说：“是的，你喝的杯我们能喝。”But
they didn't understand that he was speaking about the terrible cup of suffering that he would endure.
但是他们不明白，耶稣所讲的杯是受苦的那个苦杯。He
was speaking about the cup of God's wrath against sin.
耶稣所讲到的那个杯是盛满神他的愤怒的那个杯。And
yes, Jesus told them that they would later drink from that cup of suffering.
当然耶稣他也跟他们说，是的，你们将来你们还是会喝这个受苦的苦杯的。And
their deaths later showed that to be true.
后来他们这两个人的死正是彰显了他们去喝这个苦杯。
But Jesus explained that they could not receive what they had selfishly requested.
但是耶稣他向他们解释，他们没有办法接受他们凭着他们私心所要求的。Now
we read that the other ten disciples were angry with James and John.
在我们读的经文里面，我们也看到其他的门徒他们对雅各和约翰感到非常的恼怒。
But they weren't angry because the two brothers had been selfish.
但是他们恼怒的并不是因为他们觉得这弟兄俩他们很自私。The
main reason for their anger was that they'd been beaten to the punch.
他们之所以恼怒，他们的那个原因主要是因为他们被雅各和约翰抢了先。They
wanted the same thing for themselves.
因为他们自己也想要同样的东西。They
were all acting selfishly.
他们都是这样的自私。
And on another occasion, we read that they'd argued, as they walked along the road, they'd argued about who was the greatest amongst them.
啊，在当我们读到圣经其他地方的时候，我们也看到他们在路上的时候，那些门徒在争谁为大。
So we learn for that time at least, all of them had become overtaken by this doctrine of self.
所以我们看到最少在那一个时刻，他们所有的人都是在这样的一个自我主义的管辖之下。
What a contrast this was to the unselfish motivation and actions of Jesus.
这跟耶稣他无私的那个动机和他的行为形成了一个鲜明的对比。
And this is highlighted by Jesus' words as he then explained to them the doctrine of self-denial and he called them to live lives of servanthood.
那么耶稣当耶稣向这些门徒解释这个舍己主义啊呼召他们来过这样一个奴仆的生命的时候，来活出这样奴仆的生命的时候，就让我们可以清楚的看到。
Look at the final verses of our reading.
我们看到我们读的最后的这节经文。
You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and their high officials exercised authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first.Must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
Dear friends, as believers, we still fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，作为信徒，我们每一天还是在跟这个世界、跟肉体、跟撒旦来征战。
So just like the disciples, we can be tempted to embrace the doctrine of self at times.
所以就好像这些的门徒一样，我们也可能会被引诱去接受这样的一个自我主义的信念。
In the early church, we find evidence of this doctrine taking place, so we must be on our guard.
在早期的教会，我们也看到这样的例子，所以我们必须要很警醒。
Just think of Ananias and Sapphira.
就想一想亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉。
They tried to trick the church and its leaders by pretending to be generous with all the money from the sale of their property.
他们假装他们是很慷慨大方，他们把他们卖了他们的田地的所有的钱，假装他们把所有的钱都拿出来奉献，为的就是要欺骗教会和教会的领袖。
But they acted dishonestly and they sought to promote themselves and enhance their reputations. It was all about them.
他们用不诚实的行为寻求要提高自己在教会里面的声誉其实这就是他们的这个一个自我中心的体现。
And when he wrote his first letter to the Corinthian church, the Apostle Paul included this disturbing comment about their selfish behavior.
那么保罗使徒保罗他在哥林多前书里面他也写到了教会当中这样的一些自私的行为。
I appeal to you, brothers,In the name of the Lord Jesus, that all of you should agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you.
弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们，都说一样的话。你们当中不可分党，只要一心一意彼此相合，因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说你们中间有纷争。
And when Paul wrote his second letter to the same church, things were no better.
当使徒保罗他写哥林多后书写给同一间教会的时候，那个情况还是一样糟糕。
Look at the disturbing list of selfish behavior in this verse.
看看这一节经文里面给我们看到了他们的这些很自私的一些的行为。
For I am afraid that when I come, I may not find you as I want you to be. I fear that there may be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, factions, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder.
我怕我再来的时候见你们不合我所想望的，又怕有纷争、嫉妒、恼怒、结党、毁谤、谗言、狂傲、混乱的事。
Tragically, the doctrine of self was at work among some of the Corinthian believers.
啊，不幸的是，在哥林多教会里面，有的人正是有这样的自我主义在掌管他们。
What a dreadful thing that was for the church.
这对于教会来说是非常可怕的事情。
What a dreadful thing it is for any church.
对于任何教会来说都是很可怕的事情。
When we turn to Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we read about the need to flee from the doctrine of self.
当我们读到保罗写的以弗所书的时候，我们就读到我们需要去逃离这样的一个自我主义。
It appears that some believers had slipped into living selfishly.
看来有一些的信徒当时已经落入了这样的自私的生活当中。
So Paul needed to call them back.
所以保罗要把他们叫回来。
To call them back to putting God first rather than themselves first.
把他们叫回来，让他们把神放在第一位，而不是把自己放在第一位。
And if that happened in the first century church, it can happen in the 21st century church.
如果这样的事情可以发生在第一世纪的教会当中，那么今天它也同样可能发生在我们的教会当中。
These things can divide and ruin a church.
这样的事情可以使一间的教会分裂，可以使毁坏一间的教会。
Look at these challenging words.
我们来读一读这些的这些经文。
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体，污秽的言语一句不可出口，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
And when he wrote to the Philippians, Paul reported this situation.
当他写给腓立比教会的时候，保罗他这样说。
It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的；那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
It hardly seems possible, does it?
是觉得好像不大可能，对不对？
There were people who preached with motives that declared it's all about me.
有的人他们传福音竟然是用这样的动机，就是说这是以我为中心的。
Even some gospel preachers had become stained by the doctrine of self.
就是这样，有一些传福音的这些的传道人，他们也沾染了这样的自我主义。
Friends, on this our anniversary Sunday,
弟兄姐妹们，在我们这个庆祝堂庆的主日。
We rejoice that God has blessed us during the past 27 years, and especially during this past year.
我们为着神在过去27年当中，特别是过去这一年当中，他给我们的满满的祝福，我们来这里欢欣来庆贺。
We have much to celebrate as so many of our people demonstrate the doctrine of self-denial.
在我们当中，因着我们有很多人，他们在我们当中展现出他们的舍己，我们来这里，我们来庆贺。
People in our church who live for God and His glory.
有在教会当中有很多人，他们为神而活，为着神的荣耀而活。
I believe the past year has been characterized by a wonderful spirit of love, unity, generosity, and unselfish service.
我相信我们过去这一年当中，我们教会的特点正是我们有着这样的充满爱心、合一充满着无私的服侍这样的一个灵在我们当中。
Praise God for His goodness.
我们要为着神他这样的怜悯，我们来感谢他。
But the thing that could quickly undo this picture of blessing is the doctrine of self.
但是自我主义可以很快的就让这样的一个画面翻转过来。
Brothers and sisters, this is a call for all of us to be alert and totally committed to God.
弟兄姐妹，我要劝勉大家，我们要非常的警醒，我们要完完全全的为神而活。
We need to be committed to living for Him every day.
我们要为神，每一天都是为神而活。
The doctrine of self must have no place in our lives, individually or as a church.
自我主义不应该出现在我们当中，不管是在我们的个人的生活当中，还是在教会生活当中。
Earlier we read this verse from Romans 12.
刚才我们也读了罗马书十二章这一段的经文。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God.This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Do you notice Paul's description of the offering of our bodies?
你们有没有留意到保罗他是怎样讲我们把身体献上的呢？
They are to be living sacrifices.
是要献上当作活祭。
Does that sound strange?
大家会不会觉得很奇怪？
In the Old Testament, sacrifices were killed before they were placed on the altar.
在旧约里面，这些的祭物，他们是被杀死之后才放到祭坛上面的。
But not us.
但是我们不一样。
We are called to be living sacrifices.
我们他劝我们是要把身体献上，是要当作活祭。
But here's the problem with living sacrifices.
但是活祭有这样的一个毛病。
At times, we do not want to stay on the altar.
就是有时候我们不想就停留在那个祭坛上面。
We decide it's all about me.
我们有时候会想啊，应该是以我为中心的。
And we remove ourselves from the altar of self-sacrifice.
然后我们就从这样自我牺牲的祭坛上面下来了。
And we want to live our own selfish way.
我们要按着我们自己那个自私的方式去过我们的生活。
So we must be determined to die to self every day.
所以我们必须每天我们决定我们要向自己死。
As Jesus commanded.
就像耶稣教导我们的一样。
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And when we do this, our lives will declare it's all about God.
当我们能够做到这样的时候，我们的生命就会彰显这一切都是以神为中心。
And we will live to serve him and others.
我们活着就是为了要侍奉他，也为了要侍奉别人。
I've chosen one of my favorite hymns for our response today.
我挑选了我最喜欢的诗歌其中的一首来作为我们今天的回应诗。
And I trust it can be a hymn of commitment for the coming year.
我相信这可以作为我们接下来这一年我们的尾声的一首的诗歌。
It's the hymn Jesus, I come.
就是耶稣我来。